ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सुत उवाच एवं चिन्तयतो जिष्णो कृष्ण पादा सुरोरुहं सोहदेन अतिगाढेन शांता आसीत् विमला मती सुत उवाच एवं चिन्तयतो जिष्णो कृष्णपादसरोरुहं सोहादेनातिगारेण शान्तासीद्विमलामति सूत उवाच एवं चिन्तयतो जिष्णो कृष्णपादसरोरुहं सोहादेनातिगाठेन शान्तासीद्विमलामति सुत उवाच एवं चिन्तयतो जिष्णो कृष्णपादसरोरुहं सोहादेनातिगाठेन शान्तासीद्विमलामति Suta Uvacha. Suta Goswami said, Evam, thus, Chintayataha, while thinking of the instructions, Jishno, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishnapada, the feet of Krishna, Saroruham, resembling lotuses,
Sohardina,
by deep friendship,
Atigardina,
in great intimacy,
Shanta,
pacified,
Asit,
it so became.
Vimala,
without any tinge of material contamination,
Matihi.
Translation. Suta Goswami said, thus being deeply absorbed in thinking of the instructions of the Lord, which were imparted in the great intimacy of friendship, and in thinking of his lotus feet, Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all material contamination.
Abhismiti Krishna Padarvindayo. Chinoti avadrani sacham tanoti. This is our Krishna consciousness movement, that if constantly our mind is engaged in thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, thinking begins from the lotus feet, not all of a sudden, child. he cannot think of Krishna all of a sudden on the top. This is the process. In the second canto, you'll find we have to think of Krishna's lotus feet. The Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto and second canto, are the lotus feet of Krishna. Then you gradually rise. When you are accustomed to think of Krishna, that is called transcendental meditation. At any time, at any moment, if you immediately meditate, you will see the lotus feet of Krishna. That is transcendental meditation. Then gradually rise to think of this portion, and at last the smiling face. That smiling face is compared with the 10th canto. 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is explained. So, Arjuna was disturbed in so many ways, but as soon as he began to think of Krishna's lotus feet, Saroruha, Krishna Pada Saroruha, immediately everything became pacified. This is the process. This is transcendental consciousness or transcendental meditation. Immediately, without any delay, for a moment, he will feel completely pacified. Therefore, Krishna advises, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Magnamaskuru. Always, Manmana, always engage your mind upon me. This Diti worship means to train the neophyte's devotees how to concentrate upon the form of Krishna, especially his lotus feet. That will make our life pacified always. Shanta, pacified, peaceful. Another point is, Sauhardena Uti Garhena. Very deep intimacy. We have got already our relationship with Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatyam Aham Shanti Michet. We are seeking after friends who can give me some benefit, who can give me some peace of mind. We are reading so many books, so many consulting, so many philosophers, scientists, searching out peace of mind. But we are forgetting that our real Shrihit, friend, is Krishna. Sridhang Sarvabhutana. Actually, that is a fact, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. The example I have given many times, just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. So, the finger is always happy when it is attached with this body. It is very practical, try to understand. If the finger is cut and separated from this body, then it will be called somebody's finger. Everyone will see the finger falling on the ground. Somebody will say, yes, somebody knows that it is that man's finger. But this finger is useless. It is simply name finger. That you have to understand. The finger's value is so long it is attached with the body. As soon as it is separated from the body, it is useless. You can call it finger. Similarly, our societies, human society, is divided into so many departments. Generally, it is divided into four classes. Intelligent class, administrator class, productive class, and worker class. The whole human society. There are certain men who are very intelligent. They are scientists, philosophers, and writers, thinkers. There are so many departments. And similarly, there are politicians, diplomats. Similarly, there are industrialists, agriculturists, and general workers. They are neither intelligent, nor administrator, nor producer, but simply worker. You give them some money and they are satisfied. So that is natural division of the society. And you call it by a different name. But scientifically, the division is already there. So in the human society, the central point is Krishna. Central point is Krishna. Then if we forget Krishna, this intelligent class of man, this administrator class of man, the productive class of man, the worker class of man, they're all useless. They're all useless. If by your intelligence you cannot find out with whom you are intimately related, then what is the value of an intelligence? That kind of intelligence a dog has also got. Where is something to eat, or where is something to mate? The dog has that, eating, sleeping, mating. And depending, this intelligence the dog has got. And if you have got the same intelligence, without utilizing intelligence to find out the Supreme with whom you are so intimately related, then what is the value of your intelligence? So this is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to utilize intelligence to find out the Supreme Cause, the Supreme, with whom we are very intimately related. Because we are part and parcel, the same example, just like this finger, is very intimately related with this body. But if it is separated, it has no value. But again, if there is possibility to join this finger with this body, then again it regains its value. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are now separated from Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna. This is our position. Although I am intelligent, very intelligent, so-called intelligent, for eating, or sleeping, or for having sex life, intelligence, just like that, the scientists are applying intelligence for abortion. What is this intelligence? To give facility sex life, that's all. What is this intelligence? Killing the poor child within the womb, is that very good intelligence? No. But that intelligence is for giving facility to sex life. That's all. Now, there's so-called scientists, intelligence. What is that intelligence? They discovered atomic bomb. What is the effect? To kill. So they are dying. What is the credit for you? They are already dying. Naturally dying. Dying of want of food. Dying in famine, in pestilence. Then what you have discovered? This is called intelligence. This intelligence is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Aparita Jnana. They are advertising themselves as intelligent, but real intelligence is taken away. Real intelligence is that we are advancing in science, in education, in motor cars, and motor tires and everything, but where is our peace? Where is shanti? That is intelligence. That intelligence must be utilized to find out where is really shanti, peace. That is intelligence. And that is the sky. Savai pungsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhukhaji jay atma sampasidati. If you want actually peace, then your intelligence should be utilized for searching out the Supreme and your relationship with Him. As soon as you find out, just like you have lost your father, if you find out your father, immediately your relationship with father is revived. There is no question, here is my father. And father says, here is my son. Because the relationship is very intimate. A son may go out for years together. But as soon as he comes back home, he sees his father, mother, and that original intimacy immediately revived. So we have got that intimate relation. So when we come to that position to understand our intimate relationship with God or Krishna, that is called Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi means realization of perfection. Swarup Siddhi. So here, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, Sauhādena Gādhena Shant. If an old friend meets another old friend, they become very much delighted. Similarly, if the father meets the lost child, he becomes very delighted. And the child also becomes delighted. A husband, wife separated, again they meet. So they become very delighted. It is quite natural. The master and servant, after many, many years, if they again meet, they become very delighted. So we have got our relationship with Krishna in so many ways. Shanta dasa sakha vatsalya madhurya. Shanta means neutral, simply to understand the Supreme. Dasa means step forward. Just like we say God is great, that is shanta. To appreciate the greatness of God. But there is no activity. But when you go step forward, that God is great, so I am serving so many, society, friendship, love, cats, dogs and so many, I am loving, why not let me love the greatest? That is called dasa. Simply to realize God is great, that is also very good. But when you voluntarily go forward, now why not serve the great? Just like from ordinary service, those who are engaged in service, they want to try to change from the inferior service to the superior service. Service is there. But superior service, if somebody gets government service, he thinks it is very nice. Similarly, as we serve, so when we desire to serve the great, that will give us peacefulness. That is called Shanta Dasa. Then, service with friendship. Service, master and servant, giving service. But when the servant becomes very intimate, there is friendship. I have seen it practically. In Calcutta, the doctor Bose, his driver was his best friend. When he would sit on the car, he'll talk all his mind with the driver. So although his driver, he became his intimate friend. All confidential talks with the driver. It happens so. If the servant becomes very confidential, the master discloses his mind. He talks with him what to do. So this is called platform of friendship. And again, further advancement, just like relationship with father and son, mother and son, this is called vatsalya. And at last, conjugal, love. So in this way, we are related with Krishna, somewhere or other. In veneration, in servitude, as friend, as paternal affection, or as conjugal affection, you see. So we have to revive that. And as soon as we revive any one of them, intimacy, then we become happy, because that is eternal. The same example. The finger, so long separated, it is not happy. As soon as it is joined, it is happy. Similarly, we have got our eternal relationship with Krishna. Now we are separated, but as soon as we join with Him, again we become jenātmā samprasīdati. So therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is beneficial for everyone, just to try to revive your original consciousness. That is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Our Krishna consciousness is eternally a fact. Otherwise, you European American boys and girls, you 3 or 4 years ago, you did not know what is Krishna. Why you are so much attached to Krishna? Why you are attached? Unless you are attached to Krishna, you cannot sacrifice your valuable time in this temple or for preaching Krishna's glory. You have developed a love for Krishna. Otherwise, nobody is so fool that he is wasting time. Well, then how it is possible? One may say that Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu. Why the Christians are interested? They are Hindu. No, Krishna is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. Krishna is Krishna. And you are part and parcel of Krishna. This understanding, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am American, I'm India, these are all designations. Actually, I'm spirit soul, Aham Brahmasmi. And Krishna is the supreme Brahma, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So we have got intimate relationship with Krishna. That is eternally fact. Simply, we have to revive. Sabanadi Suddha Chitta Kara Yudha. We have to create, just like the young man likes to love a young woman, and the young woman likes to love a young man. That is natural. That is natural. But when they meet together, it is divine. It is not that something new imposition. It is there. But by chance or anyway, when they are in contact, the loving, the propensity increases, and the love increases. So our relationship with Krishna, that is natural, that is not unnatural. Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha means it is eternally fact. Simply it is covered. It is covered. That covering has to be taken away, then we are immediately in relationship with Krishna in natural way. That is perfection of Krishna consciousness. So, here, it is said that sohadena uti gahena. Gahena very deep. There are different types of sohada, friendship. But there is very intimate, deep friendship. So as soon as we revive our Krishna consciousness, our deep relationship with Krishna as servant, as friend, as paternal relationship or conjugal love, that is already there. Just like this finger, finger has got already its place. It is separated. But if there is any physician or surgeon, he can simply put exactly on the place, then it works immediately. Immediately works. So similarly, we have to place ourselves exactly in the position in which we are related with Krishna. Oh, then our life is successful. Immediately successful. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavunoy Sabaraj. That can be accomplished beginning with hearing. Hearing. This is the beginning. We are inviting persons to come to hear about Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita. These are called Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha, the message of Krishna, or the words of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. That, what is his cult? A cult is, he says, Amar agnay guru haiya taro ei desh, jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. Krishna upadesh. You become a spiritual master under my order, under his order. Don't manufacture yourself. Under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is called parampara system. One who is following in disciplic succession the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Don't advise him your rascaldom. Krishna upadesh. What Krishna has said, you just tell him. You become spiritual master. That's all. It is not very difficult to become spiritual master. The rascals, they fail because they do not say anything which Krishna says. He manufactures something. He wants to take the place of Krishna. This rascaldom will never make you happy. You have to follow. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Then you become guru. To become guru is not at all difficult, provided you follow the right instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then everyone can become, expand. You have learned something about Krishna consciousness. Now you rightly distribute them. Then you will increase your group. But if you want to manufacture something of your own concoction, that will not act. That will be gramophone. No. And actually penetrating. Apani Achari Prabhu Jivirishika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you have to act accordingly as it is instructed. Apani Achari. Then you can teach others. If you do not act yourself, your words will have no value. Because it's cut. Evam paramparasit praptam. Just if you have got connection with the original powerhouse, then there is electricity. Otherwise, it is simply wear. What is the value? Simply wearing will not help you. The connection must be there. And if you lose the connection, then there is no value. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement means you have to keep yourself always connected with the original powerhouse. And then, wherever you go, there will be light. There will be light. If you have disconnected, there will be no light. The bulb is there, the wiring is there, the switch is there, everything is there. That's what Arjuna is feeling. That I am the same Arjuna. I am the same Arjuna who fought in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. I was known as so great a warrior. And my bow is the same bow. And my arrow is the same arrow. But now it is useless. I could not defend myself. Because disconnected with Krishna. Krishna is no longer. Therefore he began to remember the words of Krishna, which was taught to him in the battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna is not different from his word. That is absolute. What Krishna said 5,000 years ago, if you catch up those words again, you are immediately connected with Krishna. Immediately. This is the process. Just see, Arjuna, He says that evam chintayato jishna krishna pada sarudam. When he began to think of Krishna and his instruction as he gave in the battlefield, immediately become shanta, peaceful, immediately pacified. This is the process. We have got intimate relationship with Krishna eternally. It is not artificial. Therefore, if you keep ourselves always connected with Krishna, there will be no more disturbance, peaceful. Janglagdha chaparang labhaga mannate nadhikankata. If you get that position, then that is the highest benefit, highest gain. Janglabdha cha. Then you will not desire for any other gain. You will perceive that I have got the highest gain. Janglabdha chaparang labhaga mannate nadhikankata. Jasmin sthite. And if you keep yourself fixed up in that position, then guru napi dukkhe na na. Even the heaviest type of calamities will not be disturbed. That is peace. That is peace. Not that little pinching you are disturbed. If you are actually fixed up in Krishna consciousness, you will not be disturbed in the greatest form of dangerous condition. That is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.